love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night and still sing. Dance a little closer to me. Yeah, dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this Friday night. This widow was 16 years. Hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the whole world count her shine. And that it was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. The Isles of the Five and Dime, and they lived a mighty simple life, 'cause who was the Isles of the Five and Dime, and we could all go tomorrow and take a date, and we all who was the Isles of the Five and Dime
going up.
Certainly well-deserved applause for Nancy Griffith. Some of you may have noticed that we just lost Nancy, just about a week ago. We're not sure what the cause of death was. The family is keeping it private. But I wanted to try to play something that would demonstrate why she was just so cute, and her music was just lovely. And that's the first song that I ever heard from her, and that particular version as well. It's called Love at the Five and Dime. It was live in 1988 at an event called Anderson Fair. And I just love the way that she talked that up. And, she talked about that ding as the elevator sound. And Woolworths, you'll never think of that place the same again after hearing that. So certainly going to miss Nancy Griffith. Rest in peace. That was Love at the Five and Dime. Just before that, M. Ward with a great cover in 2020. It was a collaboration with Alia Farah. That was Daydream. Boston's own Glow Box was the third song of the set from their self-titled record in 2015. That was Falling Out. Boston's own Peter Parcek, from a fabulously, unbelievably great record that he put out last year called Mississippi Suitcase. That was Eleanor Rigby. And Lily Black had the new noise from their forthcoming three-song EP. That was the title track. That's One More Mistake. All right, to have new noise from another Boston artist, Carissa Johnson. So happy to hear from her right here in 2021. Brand new single. This one is called Wasting Dreams. It's Carissa Johnson with new noise at WMFO.
Top of got a gypsy walk. She's got that classy talk. She moves like a rose in the desert in a cool evening breeze. She's got a gentle voice, the kind you wanna hear. You know you got no choice whenever she comes and whispers in your ear. It sounds like a breeze in the valley with the river rushing. She's got a reggae smile. She's got this bluesy soul. It's in the way she moves round the room when she listens to her rock and roll. There's something about her style that's there for all to see. She moves like a wave that sways in the sea of tranquility. Storm in the ocean with grace and gentility. When I go into town tonight, I won't drink and I won't fight. A corner table set out of the way, sitting there by candlelight, and everybody looks 'cause they can't see how a lady like that's with the likes of me. But you're sitting here with me tonight. You know I must be doing something right.
WMFO with the next five songs set, ending up with Greg Paquette, who has a brand new record that came out just last year called Retroactive, and that was Doing Something Right. Guided by Voices just before that, a record they put out last year called Mirrored Aztec. That was I Think I Had It, I Think I Have It Again. The Magpie Salute, a live recording from them from back in 2017. The record was called The Magpie Salute Live, and that was Omission. Our friends from Stockholm, Sweden, Stupidity. More and more, they are collaborating with Keith Strang from the Fleshtones. That was a brand new record, really cool hard driving song called Stupid Like Me. And Carissa Johnson had Our New Noise, and it was a single called Wasting Dreams. More to come from her. Can't wait to hear it. All right, the next set starts with more local Boston music from our friends in Backport's Carousel. They just played a wonderful show. It's an outdoor amphitheater right by the Charles River called Herder Park. They were all there last Saturday, and they played everything except for this one, because this one's brand new. I don't know if they rehearsed it yet, but this is Backport's Carousel, more classic, awesome-sounding stuff. This one is New Noise, called Don't Need to Make You Mine, right here at WMFO in Medford.
Nothing means nothing and everything's never enough. I don't need a lot, I just desire your touch. Red man, 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 red man
Bye. Well, it took a Miss Mousie on his knees. He said, hey, Miss Mousie, won't you marry me?
It's not right. You're distant from me, baby. Haven't said a word all night. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. You're already gone. Silent treatment is wearing me out. You told me you are not leaving, but I have my doubts. Yeah. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. You're already gone. Trust my heart, it always tells the truth. But I can't keep on pretending that I'm not losing you. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. You're already gone. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. Something's wrong. I got a bad, bad feeling. You already gone. You already gone. You already gone.
WMFO, nice stuff there, eh? Finishing off that five-song set was New Noise from Christone Kingfish Ingram. His latest record is called 662, his area code. And that's him showing off what he can do with a ballad, singing a ballad, and just still scathing guitar in there. This is really something else from Christone Kingfish Ingram that was called You're Already Gone. Just before that, a band called Flat Duo Jets in 2006 had a record called Go Go Harlem Baby that was Frog Went in a Courtin'. One of my favorites, solo artists out of the Strokes, he's Albert Hammond Jr. He's the guy in that band that plays guitar with the hair. Yeah, really, really, really talented dude. He's got a bunch of solo work, and one that he put out in 2015 was called Momentary Masters. That was Losing Touch. Classic from REM was just before that, from 1984's Reckoning album, really a masterpiece, that was called Harbor Coat. And the new noise, once again, was from our own Back Porch Carousel, brand new single called Don't Need to Make You Mine. Okay, the last set of the day is coming up. Got some new noise from our own John Butcher. This honestly is outstanding. It's a brand new single from John. And this one is called Kiss the Sky, New Noise, right here at WMFO Medford.
How many lives must a man live out before his soul is free? He takes what they're giving, he's just making a living to feed his family. But I heard a train coming on down the track. I don't know where it's going, but I'll never look back. So get on board, get on board. Kiss the sky, kiss the sky. The story's end till I meet you at the gate. Oh, we hide our disappointments in the jewels of golden crowns, and it feels good until you feel the weight. We give in to the money and the power and the fame, and a poor boy be lucky just to remember his name. So get on board. Hey, baby,
I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist.
How do you think he does
I it? Don't know.
What makes him so good?
Ain't got no distractions, can't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights of flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, and I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I really don't want to delay. tried and true. Great expectations for someone. Doesn't anybody know how to have fun? But I'm gonna be a big star. I'm gonna be a big star someday. I'm gonna be a big star someday.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Since I've been here,
WMFO. I'm Mike. Boy, it's just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour, so I got to get out of here. Let me tell you what happened in that last set. New Noise from John Butcher, just fantastic stuff, called Kiss the Sky. And The Who, another classic there from 1969's Tommy. That was Pinball Wizard. Gang of Four, it's a demo of their track called Elevator, was next. A band called The Dotsons. Just after that, in 2002, they had a self-titled record. That was Harmonic Generator. The Jayhawks, from a really, really cool record of theirs called Sound of Lies. That was Big Star. And finished it off with Boston's own The Cave Dogs from 1990's Joy Rides for Shut-Ins. That was called Baba Ganoush. All right, I'm Mike. I thank you so very much for listening. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll come back and do this next week at 9. Thanks, everybody.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.